following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be studying in James chapter 5. And if you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to go find it and join us as we open the Bible and consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, many resources, a little bit about our ministry here, and especially about our ministry here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. Now, also, there's a link on there that says contact us, and we would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that and then send us a note, give us an address of where you're hearing our broadcast today or the call letters where you're hearing the broadcast today, if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these are absolutely free. There's no obligation. There's no charge. This is not a mailing list. We're not going to put you on any kind of an email list or anything like that. Simple transaction. Write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal, and you can pray for us, and we'd appreciate that so much. So, you can get the prayer journal through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, or you can write to us, as many of you do. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's take a look at James chapter 5. You know, last week we were looking at James 5, and last week we looked at the effectual prayer, and that's such an important part of this passage of Scripture, but there's more to it. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking a lot about prayer and a lot about what James says about prayer. So let's begin reading in James chapter 5. I want to start reading at verse 13, where James said, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now, in this passage of Scripture, we're certainly told to pray about ourselves, pray for ourselves. He said, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." But then also to pray for others. "Is any sick among you? Let him pray. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." But what I want you to notice today is the first phrase in verse 15, where the Scripture says, "In the prayer of faith shall save the sick." The prayer of faith. You know, Jesus told us that when we pray, that we ought to pray believing. Matthew 21, 22. "And whatsoever ye ask in prayer, ye shall receive if ye have faith." You pray believing. Now, I believe there are a number of things that we ought to be faithful about and several things that we ought to be believing when we pray. First of all, and perhaps the most important, is that when we pray, we ought to be faithful that God can answer. that when we pray, we're literally talking to God. You know, recently I was at an event, and at that event, that I was called on to ask the blessing, and in preparing for that and in talking to the people, I said, I'm going to ask a blessing on the food and be thankful for the food. I'm going to ask God's blessing on you as well. And so I prayed, and I prayed like I usually do when I pray over a meal. And I certainly asked God to bless the meal and thank them for it and so on. And later in that day, a young man came up to me and he said, boy, Pastor, he said, I really like how you prayed. He said, it sounded just like you were talking to God. And I thought, yeah, I was talking to God. When we pray, you know, I think many may be confused about this, and I pick it up in language that people say and the things that they talk about. You know, when we pray, we're being thankful. We're not praying to our lucky stars. We're not told anywhere in Scripture to pray to angels. We're not praying to saints. We're not praying to dead relatives. And certainly we're not just talking into empty space. When we pray, we are talking to the Father. Jesus has taught us to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, a Father that loves us. You know, this is the relationship that we have in Christ with the Creator, with God Almighty, that when we come to Christ and we receive Christ as our Savior, we have a relationship where God is now our Father and we are His children. Now, listen. You know, I've heard many people say, God is everybody's father. We're all God's children. And there's nowhere that the Bible says that. The Bible says you don't become a child of God until you've received Christ as your Savior. John 1, beginning in verse 11, says, talking about Jesus, that he came to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as receive him, to them gave he power, or the authority, to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Notice, you don't become a child of God until you have received Christ as your Savior. And so we pray to a Father that loves us. Matthew 7, verse 11 says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to those that ask him? Now, you've got to remember that sometimes a loving father is going to say no. And sometimes a loving father is going to say, you have to wait a while. But we pray to a Father who hears us and who listens to us. Ephesians 2:18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So we're not only talking to God, but as our loving Father. You also have to remember this, that we are faithful, that he is the Creator, that he made all things, that he is all-powerful. And as Jesus said one time, that nothing is impossible with God. When you talk to the Creator, you're talking to the one who is all-powerful. That's why I encourage people sometimes not to be afraid to pray about things that seem to be impossible. They may seem impossible to us, but to God, nothing is impossible. And remember, you're talking to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, to the living God who hears us when we pray. All through Scripture, he promised to hear us and to answer. Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. And again, Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So we pray to God who is able to hear us and able to hear us. And that's the next thing. He can hear us, but he is also able to answer us. You know, God has not disassociated himself from us, as many believe. Some believe that God created us and put us on this earth and then just kind of clapped his hands and walked away. You know, we have a God who still cares. And, you know, will hear us and answer us when we pray. Always remember Jeremiah 33:3. I heard an evangelist many years ago say that this was God's phone number, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He does hear, and he will answer. You know, we often pray possible prayers. You know, in fact, sometimes we pray, and we think we know a possible way that God can answer. And then God answers us in a way that we weren't even expecting, and in a way that we weren't even planning for. But have you prayed those impossible prayers? Things that are not impossible with God. He's able to do things greater than we can even think or than we can even imagine. Ephesians 3:20, know unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh unto us. To him be glory in the church. World without end. Amen. We pray to a Father who can do anything, but then also being faithful to pray when we pray that God will answer. You know, sometimes when people pray, they're not so sure God's going to answer them or not. And they're not sure that God is even listening, that God is even there. And I'm not sure. You know, sometimes you'll hear people pray and they'll say, Lord, if you're up there, well, first of all, he is up there. Not only is he up there, but he's everywhere. And I don't know if God answers those prayers or not. You know, I'm not God, but he said that we ought to pray believing, first of all. I believe that he is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so we pray faithful that God will hear us, that he can hear us, that he's able to answer, and that he will answer. He promised to answer. Psalm 91:15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. God will hear us and God will answer us. And so pray that believing that God can answer, believing that God is able, and believing that he will answer. You know, sometimes we pray and we just wonder, oh boy, I hope God answers. I hope God hears me. That's not being faithful. Remember, let me go back to what James said. He said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So are you praying a prayer of faith? Are you praying a prayer of, well, hope so? Are you praying a prayer that you just don't know? Many people try to add things to their prayers, you know, lighting candles, playing music, going to church. You realize you can pray anywhere. Many people believe that the only place they can pray is at church. Well, I got news for you. You can pray anywhere. In fact, I spend a lot of time praying in my car. Pray believing. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Sweeter than the morning, or the sound of the rain from the mouth of the preacher and the sinner.